obviously a pretty big session, about 3 hours, I think it was. And you smashed a heap of running, did a conditioning lap this morning?
Yeah, quite lengthy in terms of the session itself. I mean, we're at that phase now where we're starting the, you know, pretty heavy match simulation. I guess as opposed to last year, we were introducing a lot of new concepts and still getting a head around, you know, what that structure looked like and the roles that players are going to play. We're, you know, a fair bit clearer on what that looks like for us now. So it gives us a chance to probably get in a fair bit more detail than where we were last year. So if we can sort of increase the depth of knowledge of our players and give some positional exposure if we need to swap players around in different roles, then this is the time of year to do it. So we feel well and truly advanced than this time last year.
Is that an advantage if you've got the game style bedded down, you've had 12 months to learn it, and sort of just
Yeah, absolutely. And even today, doing some more situational scenarios with the players just gets you to be able to look at it at play and some of the things that you may not have factored in that you hadn't considered before. And we get to have a look at that and go away as coaches now and players and talk about this afternoon about how we want to execute that better and who might be able to play those roles for us. So, yeah, we feel like the depth of knowledge we can give our players and the depth of detail we can give is, you know, well and truly advanced on this time last year.
What situations are you looking at now?
Oh, whether it's particular scenarios throughout the games that we might have struggled with last year, whether it was what Oppo did to us, you know, they might have positionally tried to change something on us. It gives us a chance to have a look at that and challenge one team. But also the key moments in games, which is, of course, the scoreboard at the end of the day and, you know, the big plays we need to be able to get right at the right time. So there's not a lot of time that you can dedicate to that in training, but certainly this is a time of the year where we can get into that a bit more.
What fundamentals did you identify early on, Bossy, that you needed to sort of nail in the first half of 2020?
Oh, I still think that we're still in that stage where we've got a lot developing. So, you know, whether that's got to do with the basics of contest, you know, even with our ball movement, our understanding and just, you know, how we move the ball around, you know, we still dedicate a fair bit of time on just the simple things in the game. That'll never change in 100 years of footy, but, you know, with where we're at and with even just some of the young players we've either had introduced last year and even this year, we've still got a lot of work to do in that space and be more reliable when the pressure comes. And the guys have done a heap of work in that, certainly dedicated a lot of time. So we'd like to see an improvement in a few of those areas.
How do you juggle the balancing act between playing your young guys who have been effective and who could be effective as opposed to sort of picking a team to win from now?
Well, I think if you look at any program, and that's why, you know, coaches will sit here and say it takes, you know, year on year of a body of work to be able to get an impact in this, because the last thing you can do within pre-seasons is chase everything. We still have to be quite pointy with what we want to get out of our pre-season, because you can't possibly, with the time that we have, be able to achieve everything. So we have to be really clear with that as coaches, but also put it back on the players that there's a certain level of requirement and capability we need you to have to be able to turn up to round one. So, you know, whenever we sit down and pick a team, it's still with the view that it's there to win the game. We expect the same from the players. We understand that with some young players, they might not be able to execute all the time, but that doesn't mean we can't spend the time trying.
So what do you tell them in terms of capability for round one and to win the game? You're talking understanding of game plan, execution, skills, fitness.
Oh, still the role and understanding a role, and they've just got to keep building their capability as a player. So, you know, young players we've introduced this year, you know, and that's the balance as a coach, is that energy and excitement and youthfulness and you know, there's been this word sort of bandied around consistency. It doesn't necessarily all go together. They don't live together always. But we can certainly maintain effort when you're talking about younger players, and they bring that with lots of energy. We got that last year from some of the players we were able to introduce, and we know that this is the opportunities now that we get to be able to make them better.
Are there any big positional changes that you can tell us about? Is there any magnets that have been thrown up that may surprise us?
Not really, but we haven't played anyone yet, so the first match committee is always an interesting one, because where you might have thought you're playing someone ends up being somewhere else. But no, not really. I mean, again, positionally, we've we know that we want to give some players different roles and different exposure. So, you know, having Robbie to be able to play, I mean, I think we all know what he can do, but having Connor, Rosie play more midfield, Carl spent some more time even inside last year, getting Butters through more midfield time. You know, we played a lot at half forward last year, and so we want to start to give some exposure to these guys around the middle of the ground. It doesn't necessarily mean as we sit here that makes them a 50-50 split. They could be quite feasibly playing a lot more still forward, but this is the chance for them to be able to get to understand, you know, the structures, the running patterns that are required, while at the same time still getting plenty of work forward.
Who's catching your eye out there at the moment?
We've had a few guys. I mean, Dan Houston's come back really well. He probably has built his pre-season, but since he's come back from Christmas, has been fantastic on the track. Zach Butters has been really good right from the start. I think you've sort of... I think there'll be a lot of pleased supporters out there that Robbie Gray's moving extremely well at the moment. Seems to be dominating most of the match play. So he's a bit of a game wrecker for us at the moment, because he's just dominating so well. So, yeah, a few of the guys, Connor Rosie, sort of started to get going again. It's pleasing to see that, although I've talked about Robbie, that we're also talking about some guys that, you know, are coming through, and some of the emerging players that spent some considerable game time in some very important positions last year, and are getting some exposure in some of these roles and playing a more prominent role in our team.
The midfield was kind of, I guess, described as one pace and pedestrian by commentators last year. Are you confident that you're going to be able to get that pace in there this year?
I think so, but I think we've got to do it by numbers. It's not just going to be about, you know, three versus three that are in there. The big thing that we do have going for us is that we've got a lot of players who play forward that can actually go through the ball. You know, we haven't even talked about Brad Ebert playing down there, but he's been an on-baller over his time. And I just talked about some of the other younger players that can flip through there. So our diversity through that area to be able to maintain the intensity over the course of a game is going to be needed. And we'd like to think that we can do that through numbers as well, not just, you know, whether that's got to do with four people.
Does Dan Houston play mainly midfield?
I would have thought that's our plans moving into the season, absolutely. And, you know, already what we've seen through pre-season, he's, he got, you know, I guess half the season where he played through the middle of the ground. Was at times, you know, asking lots of questions, you know, am I getting hit to? Am I, you know, what other roles do I have? And what sort of patterns do I run from here? And as a midfielder, it's a, you know, fair bit different to, you know, how a defender might play. So he's had a full pre-season uninterrupted in that part of the ground. And even today, you know, watching through some of the stoppages, his movement was really good. His poise, outstanding. You know, he's a fantastic kicker of the ball. And the more that we can get the ball in his hands delivering to our forwards, I think we'll be better off.
How's Sam Pelpepper going off? I think it was off legs or doing some inside stuff today. But obviously last year, a bit of a difficult season for him in the outside.
I think Pep's found a really good medium in the way that he's even just in his preparation. You know, he's been probably previously quite gung-ho. You know, he's all one speed and away he goes. And he's either had the on switch or the off switch. I think he's found a really good medium. You know, some of the other things around his decision-making and kicking, he's worked, you know, tirelessly on. And, we'd like to think that we can actually get him spending some more time forward and not just be a pressure forward, but he got lots of looks on goals last year. You know, had lots of shots, didn't convert as well, but anyone that's getting that many shots on goal, you know, deserves a look at that part of the ground. So he might be able to bring us something a little bit different in that part of the ground.
Okay, well, what sort of makes him dangerous when he goes forward?
Well, I mean, the ones that you value really highly in the game today are the ones that are able to still find the footy inside the 50 when there's numbers against you, and he just manages to find it. What you don't speak about a lot with Pep is that's a real weapon for him is his work rate is really high. So if he is up the ground, he's able to even up the numbers ahead of the ball quite quickly. So he has a really big work rate, and he has an appetite to want to do the right thing by the team. So you know, the fact that he actually gets shots on goal is a genuine bonus for us. So, you know, we might see a slightly different role for him. Again, he's another player that has traditionally spent time through midfield, but, you know, may end up spending some time forward, but we can flick through midfield.
Him going forward, is that a bit of a result that Simeon touched on, or maybe being a bit one pace at times last year? Obviously, you've got Rockcliffe, you've got Folk, you've got Ollie Wines, having Pal Pepper in that midfield mix as well probably makes you, a lot of inside balls. Is that the reason he might sort of spend a bit of time?
Oh, maybe some inside balls, but Pep's got genuine power. I wouldn't want him hitting you at one pace. You might stay hit for a while, so... there's different guys that I'd want to hit at speed. He's not one of them. He's generally powerful. And what we're trying to be able to work out is where we best spend that power. And if he can come in and pinch it through midfield and really, scare some people, then we'd be pretty happy with that.
You talked about, people kind of rolling in between forward and midfield. Does that mean that maybe Travco, who, kind of came in the midfield last year, had a career best year, might find himself a bit more forward again in 2020?
I think he started the season a bit 50-50, I think, from memory, and then gradually, just through his own form, spent more time through the middle of the ground. We obviously had some, a couple of different injuries. Ollie didn't play a lot of footy last year. So, you might have mainstays. I think the old way we looked at the game was that there's three players inside, you got one on the interchange, there's the ruck, and that's your midfield. But, midfield runs a heap deeper than that now, and we're talking 9, 10, 11 players that flip through that part of the ground. And the game has huge demands. Not only are the midfielders got to run from inside to outside and maintain that intensity over 120 minutes, but... and that's a really difficult thing to be able to do. So having multiple people being able to come through there so we can maintain pressure and intensity on the ball is crucial. So we feel like that's a real strength of ours that we've got in the team. We've got a lot of mids that can go forward and impact the scoreboard, but can also go through the middle of the ground. So we'll use it.
Trav and Robbie spent a bit of time interstate. It's just sort of running a few clinics for some people in need. That's pretty heartwarming to see.
Oh, brilliant. It's an old part of... where I'm from, old homeland of East Gippsland, and my area has been had fire ripped right through it in Orbost and Bem River and Mallacoota, and when you've got your cousins and your uncles and aunties that they got fire on the doorstep or they're surrounded in darkness with embers flying around their head is very scary. So they've been through a lot in that area. Obviously got a lot of people, Australia, really rallying around them and just be able to have a couple of players that have gone down there and they can think about something other than what's going on in their lives right now and think about footy. And I think that's what footy does best is they rally around one another maybe just put a smile on their face. And those boys being able to do what they did is just a real credit to them. And we're lucky to have them part of our club.
Your family and mates and stuff all like that?
Yeah, they're okay, but a few losses here and there, but a few frightening moments. But thankfully, everyone has their health, which is really important. But, it's absolutely devastated the area. And whatever we can do to try and make that a little bit better, then, I encourage people to do what they can and give what they can because... it's really hard sitting here to understand the total scale of what that actually looks like right now. But, clearly there's going to be townships that are affected enormously and they're going to just need a little bit of help to find their feet again.
I guess hard to predict the future, but do you still have senior coaching aspirations? Would you head into the ring if anything comes up this year?
Yeah, January, that's a little early for that one. So we might park that for another day, but I think that where your focus lies is 100% trying to get this right. So that certainly doesn't change for now. But look, I think what you look at most pre-seasons and you sort of think, well, it's a season of hope. Every single club is coming here and you guys are doing a great job trying to ask as many questions as you can. I mean, it's a season of hope. Clearly we have it with some people that we've added and some things that we're trying to do. Slowly over the course of the pre-season as well, there's, belief kicks in and I can just really see the belief growing within our footy team and, whether that's in the individuals because they're feeling like they're getting better or whether that's just, the confidence we're getting in our players to be able to execute our game style. It's, while it starts out as hope, it's quickly turning to belief and we've still got a few months to go to get ourselves right to go.
What did you learn about that process, Mike? I know you want to touch on the coaching stuff, but... Personally, like your interview process and where you sort of sit, what did you learn?
Way too early to be putting that on the agenda. I appreciate you asking, but it'd be fodder for now. So, not really worth visiting. As you said, you look through those and you work out what works and what hasn't worked. But talking about my coaching aspirations as opposed to Port LA Football Club just doesn't quite feel right. So.
Fair enough.
We'll leave it at that. Cheers. Thanks.